Yo.
Being a chubby kingster is where it's at.
I'm hopping around because now I'm fired up about big sassy daddies.
What?
Trump dog. So I was leaving a show. Mm-hmm. Me and Soder were leaving a show after, I don't know, it was late. We're walking down the streets. Barriers everywhere. As if there's a parade. There's like those metal barriers along the streets. Mm-hmm. Cops every block, like six cops on every corner. And I was like, holy shit.
He touched down?
The daddy is rolling through.
What?
Every time the sassy daddy goes out.
He was in New York?
He went to his Trump Tower.
Shit. No, who's in a fucking Biden and Obama were in Philly.
Were they?
Yeah, they're plotting.
The best friends? The BFFs?
The BFFs, dude.
They're probably getting ice cream and making a cool video.
Probably, dude. Doing a little swearing in ceremony.
Yeah.
Grabbing fucking some kitties.
Yeah. Do you think he was grabbing babes?
I watched that footage, dude. He definitely was like, did you see the footage where he's like his hands on a young girl's chest?
I didn't see that one.
Dude, there's like stuff where like it's like constant going in, like smelling hair, kissing girl. It's like, dude, it was fucking bizarre. And there's something, he puts his hand around a girl and a girl literally goes, it's on her chest and she goes and pushes his hand off.
Oh, like he's taking a picture and he
grabs
tit? Yeah,
but it's like, it's on, you're on a girl and you're like a young girl
you
and
feel
you're
a
just,
tit.
You know when your hand's on a young girl's tit,
you know when an
tit,
elbow
dude.
Touches tit in
exactly,
a crowd.
Exactly, dude. And there's so many of them to where the point where it's just kind of like, dude, like, I don't know. I mean, if someone wants to defend that as if it's not conscious, it's like, that guy's not conscious of that. It's like, dude, I don't know what the fuck you guys want to say. This isn't some partisan bluff, dude. I'm like, I watched those vids and I was just like, Jesus
I hear
Christ,
you.
Bro. If someone smelled my daughter's hair, I'd be like, yo, dude, how about you fucking take it easy? Like, what the fuck are you doing? Dude, it's weird, man.
Dude, for a picture. You see some dude smell your daughter's hair. You gotta be, hey, hold on.
One guy.
Don't take his picture. But what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, what is going on? The one guy actually went like, one of the, I forget who it was, actually was like, no, here, you sit over here, and he swapped spots.
Really?
Yeah, dude, watch Joe Biden.
Biden's a hound.
Watch Joe Biden creepy compilation.
Some
and,
of
like,
those chicks are hot, dude. Some of those young
girls.
They're
youngsters.
Some of those youngsters. Biden's got a good eye.
Oh, yeah. Biden's good probably, he's probably a procurer.
But it's hot dogs.
He might just get high on his own supply, dude.
Yeah.
No, he does not like hot dogs.
He likes young girls.
Yeah. I forgot
what are they called?
I think they called in the memos, it was like walnuts. I think black chicks were walnuts in the memos. I swear to God. And the, I don't know what they call little girls. Hot dogs and, I don't know. They're probably just call them young.
Sweet cakes.
Sweet cakes, dude.
Little flapjacks.
Dude, you watch those videos, man. It's fucking, it is so fucking weird.
Yeah, all right.
And I would love to sit down. People are like, oh, come on. That was just like curated. And I'm like, you can definitely take words out of context. If some dude's like grabbing little kids and like, I mean, if you're like, hey, come here and like give a kid like a kiss on the head. I'm like, look, I'm not, you're a politician. That's like 50% of the job is kissing fucking little kids. But like grabbing tits, dude. Like, and he's always like, when you watch him get a picture, he's always gets a little girl close to him every time. It's fucking weird.
He loves little girls.
Yeah, maybe he just really loves little girls. I don't know.
Maybe.
But yeah, it's not a good look, dude. And I think that's going to come back.
You
to
think
haunt
Diamond
him.
Joe is a bit of a diddler?
He's something.
He's Diddler Joe.
I think, I don't know,
creepy
man.
Creepy Joe.
I would put it this way: if they're like, hey, you mind if he watches your kid? I'd be like, no. I'd be like, I'd cancel my plans. I'd be like, that's motherfuckers.
I mean, if he runs. I mean, he is running, but like if he gets through,
that's going to look bad on him.
It's
going to
be a tough campaign defending yourself against pedophilia the entire time.
Especially like there's like some pretty,
like
there's
Trump,
some stuff
Trump
on video.
Will 100% the entire time be like, yeah, but you grab kids.
Yeah, dude. He'll call him Creepy Joe. As soon as he calls him Creepy Joe, it's over, dude.
The whole campaign.
And it's like, you can see the footage. The footage is there to where it's like, it's like, why even risk it on that? It's like,
And also, it's like, because Biden, the only way to fight back will be like, yeah, well, you, Donald Trump, like, you, like, raped people.
Donald
Trump, you're a fucking rapist, dude. Shut up. Once you start, like, defending your own pedophilia by going on the offensive, you look like a maniac.
It's like, well,
No matter what, you're fucked. A pedophilia accusation.
Yeah, man.
You're in the fucking doghouse.
That's a double doghouse, dude. Yeah, he's gonna fizzle out real hard. He's not gonna go far. It's gonna be
Bernie's making a run, dude.
Burn Dog's yesterday's cheese, dude.
I don't think. I think he's the one man that
he
can talk shit
melt.
With
I mean,
Trump Dog.
He fucking kissed the ring too hard on HRC.
He kissed
Which again,
ring.
His base is, you know,
dude, he might
like these, like they'll in Japan they would like raise from the time they're children to be basically like prostitutes.
Sweet boys.
sweet boy, sweet girl. So
they'd have, oh, they'd get the sweet babies.
They'd have both. Yeah. So then the willow, the lady who was like the head mistress or whatever would always talk about the willow world. And like that was like something some people were just like sent into to live in. And it was like in the willow world, like all these rules don't apply. Like if you want a little sweet boy, they'd be like basically telling the girl. I remember at one point she was training her. She was like, they might request a little boy. They might request like a boy. And they were like, this is the willow world. None of the real rules apply. It's totally natural. And they'll go out and like go do their government post.
What do you think of that?
It's the willow world. That's probably where my brother got all that that fucking wisdom about the sweet boy.
Yeah.
He was like, it's the willow world, dude. It's like, doesn't apply. Unfortunately, now it's broken down to like human sex trafficking and like sex.
Well, Trump didn't even get off the plane, dude. He just hung out. When he went with the Clintons to the Willow World on that plane?
Oh, on the Epstein's Island?
That was the Willow
Trump
World.
Trump stayed in the fucking...
Trump just hung out with the staff and talked shop.
He was... Yeah, exactly. Well,
he's a man of the people.
He only fucks Russian sniz.
He only fucks elite Eastern Bloc sniz.
Yeah, dude. He probably went down there, saw the menu, and was like, I'm staying on the plane.
Yeah.
He's like, probably boycotting the menu. He's probably boycotting the menu.
Definitely.
He's probably like, what? He's a fan of big, mature naturals.
Trump loves big, mature naturals.
Dude, he was like, wait a second.
Yeah, true.
His wasn't an ethical stance. It was purely like what they were purveying. He's like, well, I'm boycotting you guys. You don't have my favorite flavor.
Dude, in that documentary about him, there's a documentary of him on Netflix that like Trump, I think it was on AMC First.
Yeah.
I forget. There's a documentary on Trump on the net. There was a time where he was like calling this newspaper talking about how much sniz he got as a secretary. He was like, I work for Mr. Trump. He gets so much pussy. That in the newspaper.
Who did that?
Trump was calling like the New York Post or the Times.
Like, let it be known.
And being like, hey, just, you know, I mean, he gets a ton of pussy.
Probably pussy every day. His secretary relayed that?
He pretended to be a secretary. And it was literally, you could tell it was him.
God, dude.
He's calling in and being like, no, he's the man. He gets so much fucking pussy.
What?
Yeah. Trump's,
I mean, he was probably
wild,
probably
retarded dog, dude. Yeah, he's a retarded dog, dude.
He's probably been on a daily diet of sniz, like different sniz since like 1983.
Sniz and McDonald's on like private jets, dude. You can't even write it. You couldn't imagine that.
Like, the worst part is I could literally imagine his face, the face he makes when he gets hit. Just like looks to the side, exactly, bottom lip sticks out, and he just goes.
Yeah.
He's got one of those faces where you can exactly imagine
his.
You can
see his cum face.
Oh, dude,
for sure.
Eyebrows come down.
It's the same one I want to see when he gets shot. When he drops, when he's at a podium talking shit and he gets hit, I just want to see him for 1 second. Yeah. And you'd hear it because he'd have a microphone. You'd hear his last, like, it would. I mean, again, it'd be a great tragedy to lose the big sassy dog.
For sure.
But man, that one clip would be worth it.
All the remixes now, like, they didn't exist.
You'd auto tune in and be like,
here comes the boom. I was in a cloud of Keith.
What an angel.
Yeah, dude, what did she didn't even bat an eye, dude. She goes, it happens. You never know.
Everybody gets Keith in the
Everyone gets fucking in a cloud of Keith in the
dude,
eyes.
What is, do you see Trump's calling people whose illegal immigrants kill your son or daughter, they call you a fucking angel mom?
Wait, what?
He calls them angel parents.
Angel parents?
What? Yeah, pretty great.
Illegal immigrants who kill?
Yeah, if an illegal kills somebody in your family, you become an angel whatever. He keeps calling them angel moms.
My God.
It's hilarious.
So, was that even saying that in the speech the other day?
He's calling them angel moms.
Jesus Christ.
Like, listen to these angel moms.
So, if a Mexican murders your son,
you instantly become an angel.
You transcend into a fucking deity.
You're an angel mom.
Just into a demigod.
You're a mom of an angel.
God damn, dude.
Which is funny because chances are that's the name of the guy who killed him.
Angel.
Oh my God.
So what? But only the distinction's made for like if an immigrant.
Only if an immigrant. If your fucking kid gets murdered, you're just a fucking mom.
You're just a mom.
Yeah. Unless an immigrant did it. And then angel, you're an angel mom.
Dude. Damn.
Trump's
dude.
Got all the sickest
branding
nicknames.
Branding genius.
Trump's got the sickest nicknames.
The most fucked up part is thinking about those ladies like hearing their angel moms and being like, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm an angel mom.
You're an angel mom. I need you to stand behind me when I say build the wall.
How many kids just someone said to me, like, these women, they're angels, you know? And then he was just like, they're angel moms. He just put it right together.
You got to admit, his brand, his names are fucking sick,
he's
dude.
He's just
he's
so
a good nicknamer. I'll give him that.
He is.
Lion O'Connor, dude.
He's Lion O'Connor. He would. He would definitely lock me up. He's a fucking
angel mom, dude.
Yeah. Angel moms are the shit. I hope a fucking angel.
When did they start?
I think the first time I heard it was the State of the Union address, but he's probably got it. He's got it in the back pocket. He's probably been tossing it out when he's running his hour.
Yeah.
Across the country, he's probably been tossing it out. It's working.
That's a sick thing to run off. Just be like, yo, there's Mexicans coming, and they're fucking raping and killing us. And then there's the other people being like, immigrants are the most wholesome people.
It's
like,
I know.
They're just fucking people.
Of course, that's the left
saying. Some of them are raping and murdering, looks like every other group of people. But they're like, no, we need more. No, we need to keep them out. It's like, they're just fucking lads, bro.
Just lads.
Come to work. Some of them go rogue. Some of them go rogue. Fucking
lads going lad.
Yeah, so you think lads, lads going lad. So you're against the wall.
I love the wall. How dare you?
I'm in defense.
You're going to put a wall around lads,
no,
lad?
I'm in defense.
Dude, you think that's only going to give us the best lads?
Yeah.
Classic black conservative. Are you guys all? Do you guys also identify as black conservatives?
I'm white conservative, dude.
You're white conservative.
All right. I might not want to go down this road right now, but
hell yeah.
I mean, dude, I don't judge by color, but Jesus Christ, God Emperor Trump is fucking killing it. everyone can cry and be like, well, the one time he said that mean thing about Mexicans, but show me the clip.
Show me the clip, dude.
Play the whole clip.
I know. That is true.
I saw the clip.
I watched the clip.
He's like, some come over and rape.
Yeah, they do. Facts.
Yeah. Straight facts, dude.
Trump with big facts.
Trump stays with big facts, dude.
There's no way. Nobody's touching him.
Do you you think
except
you
for the dude that's promising everybody a G. I'll take that.
Yeah, I'm thinking.
Who's that?
Andrew Yang.
Asian dude.
Why
do you call him a douchebag?
It's coming out of my neck, bro.
What fucking neck?
He's saying truckers are all going to be automated.
They are, dude. You're done, dude.
Can I do my job?
Yeah, Aang's got your fucking number, dude. Your only choice is a form of militia and take him down.
Did you listen?
It's year of the B-Rabbit, dude.
Dude, I hope you win so bad. We need this right now. Guys who think they might have small dicks, that's a huge platform.
Get a ruler,
bro. I don't know. I support guys with small dicks that definitely act like they don't have one. Like Trump Daddy.
Yeah.
Trump Daddy definitely has a fucking average bird.
He's got a mushroom daddy. Stormy Daniels said it.
He has a mushroom daddy.
He's got a fucking plug, dude.
She did say.
She outed him. He owned it.
She did say he had the absolute most bell-shaped fucking dong in existence. And she's a porn star.
But Donnie Bells. Very desirable.
A dick's like registering in her like encyclopedia of dicks she's seen is being like, this is the fattest head. Dude, that's a fucking fat head. And it's a porn star being it's short. It's probably like 7.
Damn.
Yeah, and he's overweight and he's tall. True. So like you could have like there's 7 another, in there, dude. Yeah.
He's got another
he's like C5. When C5, there's like another 2, dude.
That's true. He's definitely if she's putting all of her weight on him, she's getting 7.
Oh yeah.
And it's a fucking it probably just confused her. You hit someone with such a short bell end, dude.
Yeah.
It's just like
yeah, man, I mean
dude, she probably was sent to seduce him, and he gave her the bell end, and she was like, just spilled all the deep state secrets. Yeah. She's like, oh, fuck, I got to get out of here.
So, fuck, I can't get over the fact that you guys fuck with Alex Jones.
Dude,
like,
it's hilarious.
No, it is hilarious. Yeah,
every other podcast is soft right now. You guys are all right.
We do all right.
Legion of Skanks,
you guys
my dick.
Are great.
Luis Gomez, suck my dick.
Damn.
The Reddits are so trash, dude.
I think there could be 3 Sigmas in this room.
Yeah, possibly.
Oh, sure, dude. I'm a big time
You're
Sigma.
You're a fucking shaman, dude.
I don't like going out, man. I was
going
out
sucks. Going out sucks.
I feel like I'm missing a big part of my life that's a social life, and then I go out somewhere social and I'm like,
see a bunch of coked up 27-year-old dudes dancing to Black Eyed Peas at fucking what you call.
Yeah, but that's how you get bae. You gotta go out to get bae.
Yeah, you do.
You know what I mean? It's tough.
In order to
you can save a sex worker.
That's not my plan.
Yeah, I think
you gotta save a girlfriend, dude.
I can't.
Why?
You can't save, dude. Matt knows.
It's tough.
What? Trying to free him with their shackles?
Can't be freeing the girlfriend.
Well, there's a lot of sirens, too. Part of their trick is they'll trick you into thinking you're freeing them. Meanwhile, you're just part of a legion of dudes who's apparently freeing them.
You gotta read that pimp book.
Crushed. Yeah. Oh, you have to come by with actual supreme paper.
Like
you're
Jones,
really,
man.
Like, you gotta trick them to where you're like, okay, baby girl.
Yeah,
like,
you're not
you
painting
you got
houses
something going
this.
On. You're like, check this out. You take her to fucking Mir Lago. You fucking fly over Epstein's lair and be like, that would be you down there
double
if it wasn't
bird.
For me.
Could have been you down there.
Could have been you. I saved you from Epstein's.
That's sick. Trump just hung out with the staff. He's such a man of the people. That's what people don't understand.
Dude,
they think
he's
mad
an
elitist.
About it. Yeah, everyone wants to get mad.
They made
about
that,
it.
And Netflix made that like hit piece documentary about him, and he like cranks his music down in Florida just to piss off the neighbors.
Because they're all rich assholes.
Because they're rich assholes. Yeah.
He started with a small loan of $1 million.
Anybody could have got that.
Started from the bottom.
What's his music? Our Reddit's been fucking taken over before by Opie and Anthony fans.
Yeah, they got in there a little.
They got in there.
Just to say some negative shit.
Yeah, it was like for like 3 days, it was just pictures of Trump's dick on the rest subreddit. I was like, all right, I guess this is what the fuck.
Dude, did you see that Trump 30 hours?
No, dude, with George Stephanopoulos.
It's so funny. It's nuts, dude.
What was going on?
Well,
I watched it. I was on the elliptical and I saw like
you gotta
I
watch.
Dude, I didn't hear anything.
You gotta watch it. Trump talk is nuts.
He's wild.
He's out of control, bro.
When's he coming up for re-election? Like this year, right?
Next year,
2020. Next November.
Oh yeah.
So like next November.
Yes.
So he's safe for this fall, but next fall he's gonna be like
next fall is gonna be president. Yeah. I mean, he already is running.
True. He hasn't stopped.
Never stopped. But now it's just like midway through this interview, they're interviewing him outside. And his makeup starts to run off, and like his hair is kind of sweaty, dude. He looks like blistered.
What the fuck?
His skin is like red and shitty. It's nuts,
man.
And then at one point, he's so excited to show Stephanopoulos the new Air Force One design.
He's
like redesigning it, and
he's successful.
He like holds it up
guy.
To the camera, and he's like, "This is it. It looks beautiful, red, white, and blue." And holds it up to the camera and, like, makes a face. Like, he, like, poses for a picture with it on live camera. It's so funny. He's like... You have to see it. There's also a part while he's talking, somebody coughs. And he's like, start that over. Let's do that again. If you're going to cough, go outside. Like, yells at this dude for coughing. It was, like, his chief of staff.
Oh, my God.
He's like, go outside. It was clear that he gave the wrong answer.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, while he was giving it, someone coughed. So he was like... Cancel that. Let's do that again. And then he gives a different answer, like a better answer. But he blames it on someone else. He's like, get the fuck out of the room if you're going to act like that.
Holy fuck. Yeah. I don't.
And then, of course, they kept the camera rolling.
Yeah, of course.
To make him look like a fucking dickhead.
What was that? 2 days they were with him? Or yeah. 30 yeah. hours? Or yeah, like roughly a day? Yeah, they were like, because I just was reading the captions. I was on the elliptical just giving it fucking hell.
Bro.
And I saw George being like, it was like a bunch of clips of Trump just being like, no, I think you're being a little ridiculous. This is what you do, George. This is what you do.
And like, you act like that sometimes,
and
George.
It was George back in the base just being like, yo, guys, I did good, didn't I? And there was like, good job, George. You got footage of him acting like a dickhead. That's exactly what we need. I don't know. There was a thing of him versus Joe Biden where they both are giving speeches being like, I don't know why the other one's so obsessed with me. Oh, they're apparently obsessed with me, dude. It's so they're 2 70-year-olds, dude, just being like, yeah, they're obviously obsessed with me. It's like, dude, you old fucking geezers. Why are we even entertaining you? It is so. I don't. I mean, dude, I'm just not into all these fucking septuagenarians, dude.
Yeah, and then
septuagenarians. It's like a 70-year-old.
I know. Is that 7?
Yeah,
70.
Septua.
I don't think it's septua.
Septuagenarians. It's like septa with UA instead of A.
Really?
I saw it in an article. I was like, what the fuck's a septuagenarian? I was like, oh, that's... Dude, Blizz was doing...
Wait,
I was telling
it's octogenarian 80?
Yeah, I was telling Blizz was doing a joke saying how he has a sex drive of an octogenarian.
That's awesome.
But dude.
You gotta... And he's so excited to show that he, like, redesigned the Oval Office. He's
what
like,
did he do?
He gave it, like, Reagan's rug... That was pretty interesting. You get to pick your desk in the Oval Office. Like certain presidents, there's like a catalog of like 12 different desks.
Where do they keep them?
Which one? I don't know. But he got the one that I think Reagan and JFK used to use.
What?
Yeah, dude, Trump daddy pimped out the fucking Oval Office.
I haven't been keeping tabs on the Oval Office like that. I didn't know.
Yeah, it's
looking
nice.
And
he redid the curtains. Yeah. He tried to make it look like Reagan.
He also had to debug it.
And he's all
Obama
he was like,
wiretapped
I put,
the fucking
he's like,
Oval
I put
Office.
Flags in. There's a bunch of flags now in the Oval Office. He's like,
really?
I did that. He's like, that's pretty good, huh? Like, yeah, man. You got to see it. It is fucking...
Yeah, man, you're the best.
When his makeup starts to run... First off, in the morning when they interview him, his makeup is crazy. He like, goes blackface.
Does he really?
He goes blackface. Like, that spray tan he gets in the morning is full blackface. Then he sweats it off midway through the day, and it's just disgusting. His face is, like, blistered. He's, like, talking shit.
That'd be funny if journalists all stopped their bullshit and were like, damn, when did you become the fucking man? And everyone would start doing that to me, like, I mean, yeah, everybody's been pretty cool. If everyone started being like, dude, you're the fucking best, he would definitely be like...
He would love you.
That'd be pretty funny.
Like, you know what? You're the best. That's why you're the best.
If everyone started hitting him with nothing but positive vibes, it'd be so funny to see how far he'd go. That'd be a fun experiment to be like, you have total control and just no one say anything and let him like go about it and just pretend like, yeah, dude, what else should we do?
And just not do it and just keep reporting back to him that it's like, yes, it's working, dude, you're killing it.
Do you ever remember that show, I was talking about it before on Netflix, where the guy does these weird social experiments and he convinces like someone to push someone off a building?
Yes.
Dude, if they did a social experiment on one of the presidents and like made them seem like they had like dictatorial power, and to see how far they go, that would be fascinating, dude. To be like, yes, leader. What else? What else?
Funny, like I'm thinking in that you would just have people like fake go up to him and be like, "That worked. What else you got?"
Exactly.
That was amazing. Just see what he does. But that's what happened with Mao in China. That's how like 50 million people starved to death.
How
was his cabinet? Kept giving them good news.
They're like, sweet.
Everybody was afraid to tell him what was happening.
What?
So, like, there'd be massive food shortages, and his cabinet would come in and be like, "You're killing it, dude. This is all working." And
you're
everyone
the fucking
died.
Best. Yeah. Dude, imagine if you did that social experiment and it just ended with him just like about to nuke China. Like, the crew comes out, like, no.
Yeah, we got you.
This is your. He's like, what? He just comes out of his, like, a total to power stupor. Yeah. What? I didn't starve Africa. Like, nah, dude, the embargo wasn't real.
Lying.
We didn't starve
the
Africa.
The real president's laughing. You're not even the real president.
Dude, that'd be insane.
A fucking
Truman
good prank.
Show someone that hard to be like, you're the president. Step in. You could get one of those guys, like, whoever's like the fifth in command, be like, all three have been taken out. You're in control. And just let them fucking run.
Yeah, dude, have Secret Service rush him into a bunker. And be like, we just got terrorist attacked. You're the fucking head guy now.
What should we do?
What do we do now?
Dude, that's so fucking funny.
That's a sick fucking prank show.
That would be.
Who would you have run it? Probably the kid from Stranger Things.
For sure, yeah.
That kid. She's He's like, getting some heat.
Who?
The kid with like the weird teeth from Stranger Things.
What'd he do?
He was on a show where he like, basically that show you were talking about, where he like gets people on their first day on the job. And pranks them.
See how far they'll go.
But people are making like fuss about it because
was it a
these are people
job
that are like desperate.
Job?
It's regular jobs. Like these are people that need work. And the kid from Stranger Things is pranking them.
Dude, doing that in show business would be so funny.
I mean, then you end up with a Weinstein.
This is your big break.
Then it's like, what are you going to do for this part?
True.
You want to see an old man jerk off onto
a
fern?
Imagine doing that with doing a show with young comics and doing that, dude. They would murder people.
Yeah.
You'd be like, no, seriously, Comedy Central wants you.
Yeah, Comedy Central wants you, but you have to accuse this club owner of rape on Twitter.
Okay. I mean, yeah, sure. Dude, they would. You could get them to do a lot. You could get people to do a lot of shit. Just putting people up against that kind of money.
We could probably do that to some open micers to be guests on this podcast.
We could get someone.
Be like, dude, you want to be a guest on here?
Yeah.
This is what you got to do.
Yeah, dude. Write this on Twitter. Yeah, that's true.
Hell yeah.
We should definitely abuse our power.
Here's one. I didn't
I'm
get
just
done.
I'm waiting until my power gets big enough. That's why I haven't abused it yet. I want to be able to abuse it like real fucking good. That happened to my cousin Neil. He was down Sea Isle. You know all the beach houses kind of look the same, like the newer ones?
Yes.
He just stumbled home drunk from a bar, woke up in the wrong house. The guy was like, yo, bud, get out.
Dude,
like,
he got lucky.
You can get shot in the head.
Horribly, yeah.
Yeah, horribly.
There's people waiting for that shit.
Oh, yeah.
There's people like, you fucking get in my house. I'll get my kill.
Oh,
my
seriously.
We were just saying,
finally come.
We were just saying Fox News is the most viewed. Those are the guys waiting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You watch Fox News every day, you're like, someone's coming in.
Eventually, because on Fox News, they're like, hey, someone's coming in.
Yeah, on Fox News every day, they're like, MS-13's definitely coming to your house.
Yeah, you hear that noise outside right now?
That's
MS-13,
that's
it,
that's them.
Yeah.
That's them. Although MS-13 is scary.
Terrifying.
Yeah, I'll give it to them. I'll give it to them. Those are scary fellas.
Yeah. They're up to no good.
Bad characters, dude.
Bad hombres.
Dude, did you see his tweet today?
No.
Where he's like, he's like the king of talking shit.
Oh, yeah.
And at the last sentence, he's like, but good news, your favorite president is doing great. Or
yeah.
Something.
He called himself
your favorite,
your favorite president,
president.
Which is.
Dude, he's like Floyd Mayweather because he's cocky. Everybody wants to knock him out.
He's retarded.
But everybody needs him. Everybody wants him in the game.
And he's kind of crushing it, dude. He's kind of killing it right now. If you look at, dude, talking, if anyone else talked to North Korea right now and like walked away and like, yeah, we're going to slowly denuclearize everyone, like, holy fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He is killing it on paper.
Just for the record, I don't know anything about politics, but I believe you. So I'm just going to have to go with that. But I don't see, my problem is so many people talk shit about him.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, all right, well, what's the thing he's doing bad?
Yeah.
Like, well, he's racist. I'm like,
all right, well, what's the other thing you got? Yeah. Because it's always like that thing.
It's a 7-year-old white guy. It's like, yeah, okay.
Yeah, right.
And next. Is he actually racist? Like, has he done
anything? I'm not kidding. I hate to sound ignorant. Actually. Has there ever been proof of him doing something racist? That's all. I'm just asking.
I mean, I know there's proof of him saying we're three white guys yelling.
Oh, God damn it. You guys are going to get soft on me now after 89 episodes.
No, I'm not getting soft.
89 episodes.
I agree. I'm just saying this is a classic scenario of three white guys fucking whispering into a well. It's like, no, of course he's not, dude.
I guess.
Of course he's not.
Listen, somebody could come along and be like, here's the thing he did that was racist. And I'm like, oh, yeah, just because I don't follow politics.
Yeah.
But I feel like I see the headlines enough.
Mm-hmm.
That I'd be like, oh yeah, that thing he did where he was like, where he like said the N-word three times in a sentence.
Where
Papa John'd.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. If he Papa John'd on one of these, like fucking.
Well, my thing is the biggest threat is nuclear weapons. Supposedly, you know, people worry about. They're like,
I'm not worried about them. Dude.
We did a whole war about going in to get the WMDs.
Dan, you pronounce every letter of that fucking word.
Nuclear. That's like the biggest fucking threat is nuclear weapons, and it's like,
yeah.
If you go to the two biggest nuclear threats and you're like, yo, let's chill and fucking trade together, that's a victory.
Yeah, and you see like, pictures of him with those dudes like...
Yeah, dude.
It's like, I don't know, maybe he's fucking finding a... He's Rain Man-ing his way through.
Also,
those, you know?
He's probably just as nuts enough to go talk to these guys and they're like, yo, you're making a lot of sense, bro. And he's like, yeah, thanks, later.
Yeah.
Like, imagine sitting with Kim Jong-un and just being like, so, you have bombs that could blow up the world? He's like, yeah. And you're like... Okay, I would totally shit
except
out.
Except Trump's like, you're really impressive. I know you guys are such a strong leader.
Well, I would go, I get absorbed into people. Like, when someone has that much personality, I'll just get absorbed into their personality. So I'll leave and like, you told them about the shit they did? I'll be like, I'd be in there like, wait, what, dude? That's crazy. So your dad was a general? Okay, that's cool.
He's like, so you executed your uncle that was a general?
He was a threat.
He's like, wow, dude, I wish I could do that. You're fucking powerful as fuck. How do you feel about the media? Kim Jong's like... I don't have media. I shut the media off. He's like, fuck, dude.
Yeah.
You're the best. We should stop this. We should stop fighting.
Next thing you know, they're fucking playing basketball together. Like, this is what's up. I think I might move to North Korea.
Trump definitely does envy, like, Putin for that. Like, for Putin to just be able to do whatever he wants.
Yo.
Get away with shit.
Who doesn't, dude?
Me. I value fucking liberty. I value liberty because I love the press.
If you had the ability to be a fucking autocrat, you would do it. Anyone would do it.
No.
Anyone would be an autocrat.
No.
Yes, they would.
I'm like George Washington, dude. I'm just here to
So you just have like some slaves on the low and just fucking...
I'm going to fucking get some slaves. Yo, this is one thing. I checked. Vegas has odds for the next president,
mm-hmm.
and it shows who... Because Vegas is pretty good at that.
Yeah.
At like who's going to actually win.
Mm-hmm.
And when you see the Democrats who they could trot out, it's like, holy fuck, Trump's 100% going to win.
Who are you working with right now?
There's no one.
Yeah.
There's literally no one.
Yeah.
He's definitely going to win.
There's like Alec Baldwin has a better chance of becoming president. He has better odds than like Hillary Clinton.
If
like,
he ran and
crazy.
Debated Trump playing Trump's character, that
he
would
might
be pretty
win.
Well.
That
would
be might
pretty
win.
Fucking funny.
That would be funny.
That would be so fucking funny.
Dude, him debating Trump as Trump, that would be fucking great. Wrong. Like two guys just going wrong.
Trump would stay in the pocket.
Trump would
be like, remember those voicemails when you called your daughter a pig?
That's the only thing I agree with you on. Your daughter is a pig.
He would
fucking box him.
Oh my god, he'd be like, I can do this all day.
Yeah.
I'm the president, dude.
Yeah.
How are your sons doing? Your sons are losers. Biodome sucked.
Total failure. Ruined Pauly Shore's career. Pauly Shore was a great American
actor.
He's
my new running mate, Pauly Shore. Yeah, we were talking about that when those, like, you see 10 female comics in a row that night we were watching stand up. It was, and every single one of them was like, Donald Trump, fucking orange idiot. We were like, dude, if Trump walked out, if Trump got to had a rebuttal against every one of these comics, he would murder them.
Especially if it was a black crowd. Dude, if a bunch of women came out and were like, I'm sick of Donald Trump, and he came out and he was like, I don't know if you heard that fat turd talk about me, but that room was like, shit! Dude, the ceiling would crack. Laughter would block.
Dudes running up and down the aisles.
Yeah, dude.
I'm telling you, man, it's like, I've always been really apolitical, too, but it's like, I never, when he was elected, I was laughing more so like,
yeah, that was
like
great. It was a funny fucking night.
Yeah, it was funny to see like comedians cry and be like, Jesus Christ, shut the fuck up. But it's one of those things where now I'm like,
I'm rooting for this guy. And it's weird that it's come to that, that I'm actually, when he actually ran, I'm like, whatever, we have the fucking some weird guy as president. Now I'm like, this dude's so fucking
funny. Well, it got to the point where you had to, everybody forced you to pick a side.
Yeah, it's weird, right?
Everyone was forced to pick a side.
And you were a stupid racist if you picked his side. And
which makes me want to pick him.
Well, right, exactly. It's like, you know, you can say that.
Because I'm a stupid racist.
Well, if you call people stupid long enough, the only thing they can do is vote. And it's like, well, that's an easy way to get whoever the fuck they want to be
president. Yeah, it's like, oh, the people that kept calling us stupid for the last 5 years, and if we vote, they cry.
Yeah.
I'm going to vote.
Just for that one night.
Yeah, just for one night where they're sobbing.
Well, it's weird, too, because I always tell people, like, I've never voted before, and they're like, what? How could you? And it's like, I just never did it. Never felt like it.
Yeah.
Never been to jury duty, never voted. It's like, I just don't do that stuff.
Yeah, I got that
jury duty. That's just a part of my life I just don't do. I got it.